안녕하십니까? 2025학년도 10월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2025학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번, 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. This is Sophia, your student council president. As you all know, the misuse of smartphones at school has become a problem. To address this issue together, the student council is holding a slogan contest on proper smartphone use. This is a great chance to share your ideas on how we can use phones more appropriately at school. Your slogan can be a short phrase or sentence. And remember to keep it clear and meaningful. The deadline is next Friday, so submit your work by then. Winners will receive a prize, and their slogans will be posted around the school. Don't miss this opportunity.
2번, 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Grace, did you just wash your tumbler and close the lid right away?
Yeah, I always do that. Is there something wrong?
That's not a good idea. You really shouldn't close the lid before the tumbler is completely dry.
Really? I didn't know that was a problem.
If there's moisture left inside the tumbler, harmful bacteria can grow.
Oh no, that sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, and it can also trap bad smells inside the tumbler over time.
Oh, that explains the weird smell I noticed before.
Exactly. So always leave your tumbler open until it's fully dry.
Got it. I'll make sure to dry it properly from now on. Thanks.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to 1 Minute Life Tips. Today, I'd like to share one simple but powerful tip for your productive life. Setting specific time limits improves your focus and makes you more efficient. When you know exactly how much time you have, you're less likely to get distracted. Also, you get things done faster and make fewer mistakes. One study found that students who set time limits achieved better results in less time than those who didn't. Setting time limits is a simple step, but it helps you stay focused and stop wasting time. Give it a try and see if there's a difference. Tune in tomorrow for more life tips.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Wow, Emma, this room looks amazing. Did you decorate all of this for your sister's baby shower?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to create a warm and special feeling.
I love the It's Twins banner on the wall.
Thank you. I designed it myself.
Great. The star-shaped decorations hanging from the ceiling are pretty, too.
Aren't they? I also thought they look really lovely.
Oh, I noticed you prepared 2 cakes on the table.
Yes, that's because of the twins. Do you see the striped rug on the floor?
Definitely. I'm glad you bought the one I recommended to you.
I thought it would make the space more cheerful.
Oh, I guess those boxes under the clock are gifts for your sister.
Yes, they are. I hope she likes everything.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John, our class picnic is coming up this Friday. Let's go over the preparations together.
Good idea, Kelly. I finally finished making a playlist for the picnic. It has fast and energetic songs.
Great. That'll really help make the picnic more fun.
What about the banner? Ms. Clark said we should bring that.
Don't worry, I already printed it and put it in my bag.
Perfect. We're all set with the banner. Oh, did you prepare the game prizes?
Yes, I bought some snacks and gifts yesterday.
Awesome. I bet everyone is looking forward to them.
Yeah, I also packed some trash bags so we can clean up after. Oh, wait. Should we bring a first aid kit, too?
Of course. I'll get one from the school nurse's office.
Thanks.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to the Arcus Art Museum shop. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a gift for my parents. Can you recommend anything?
How about these umbrellas? They're practical and have beautiful designs.
They look nice. How much are they?
The regular umbrella is $10 and the folding one is $15.
Folding umbrellas would be more convenient. I'll take 2 of them.
Great choice. Anything else?
Do you have any keychains? I love collecting them.
Yes, we have keychains with the artist's paintings on them. These are $5 each.
I'll take 2 with the puppies playing.
Okay. So, 2 folding umbrellas and 2 keychains, right?
Yes.
If you have today's museum admission ticket, you'll get 10% off the total.
Perfect. Here's my admission ticket and credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 플로깅 행사에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, David. How was the upcycling festival yesterday?
Hi, Rachel. It was pretty cool. They had lots of upcycled items.
You've been really into environmental issues lately. I heard there's a plogging event this Saturday. Do you want to go?
I'd love to join, but I'm afraid I can't.
Do you still go to coding class on Saturdays?
I used to, but the course ended last weekend.
Oh, right. Then are you going to the family trip you mentioned?
No, that's next weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
I see. So why can't you come?
My little sister's piano recital is on the same day, and I promised to go.
Oh, that's special.
Yeah, she's been practicing for months, so I really want to support her.
Have a great time. I'll tell you how the plogging event goes.
Honey, have you heard about the Helene Sunrise Festival? I found out about it online. How about going there together?
Sounds good. It's about celebrating New Year's, right?
Correct. It says the festival starts on December 31st from 6 p.m.
It's 3 weeks away. Where is it held?
At the Helene Sunrise Square.
That's 2 hours by car.
Normally, yes, but it says 7,000 people visited the festival last year.
Really? I didn't know that it was so famous. Then we need to depart much earlier than usual.
I totally agree.
What kind of activities can we do at the festival?
There will be a fireworks show, a countdown concert, and a sunrise watching event.
Oh, that sounds fun. I can't wait to go.
Me too. Let's enjoy the end of the year.
9번 스페이스 푸드 테이스팅 이벤트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Science Daily listeners. Have you ever wondered what astronauts eat in space? Then don't miss the upcoming Space Food Tasting event this Saturday. The event will be held at the National Space Museum. At the event, you'll have a chance to taste real astronaut meals, like freeze-dried strawberries and meals in pouches. There will be also a short film about how space food is made and packed. After that, you'll design your own space meal using a touchscreen. Sounds exciting, right? The entire event will run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and tickets must be booked online. Plus, a spaceship-shaped postcard will be given to each participant as a souvenir. So, come and experience astronaut meals.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문할 책상 램프를 고르시오.
Honey, could you help me choose a new desk lamp? The one on my desk doesn't turn on.
Sure. Have you already searched some online?
Yes. I narrowed them down to these 5 models.
Okay, good. I think a lamp with just 2 brightness levels is not enough.
I agree.
What about the power source?
Using batteries is inconvenient because I always have to change them.
That makes sense. Oh, look. Some lamps have a timer that turns them off automatically.
Oh, I need that. You know I often forget to turn off the light.
That's right. Now you have two options left.
I think anything over $50 is too expensive.
Then this one seems like the best choice.
Thanks, honey. I'll order it now.
Hey, Claire. We're supposed to bring our costumes for the school festival tomorrow, right?
Yeah, but some students might not remember.
How about sending a message in the group chat about it?
Liam, we've finished setting up the students' art projects on the table.
Actually, I just heard there are a few more in the art room.
Really? Then we might need another table to display those.
Hello, Anna.
Hi, Daniel. I was wondering if you are going to the library tomorrow after school.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't. I have swimming lessons tomorrow.
Did you start swimming recently?
Yeah. I started taking swimming lessons 2 weeks ago, and I feel healthier already.
That's great. Where do you take the lessons?
At the community sports center. It's just a 10-minute walk from school.
Nice. Is it a group class?
Yeah. There are 8 of us in the class. The coach teaches really well, and he gives each of us useful tips.
Sounds like a good class. Do you think I could also register in that class?
I wish you could, but our class is full already.
Oh, no. I should have asked you earlier.
Don't worry. They're starting a new session next month.
Kevin, our delivery just arrived. Let's eat.
Okay. Oh, these food containers look different.
Yeah, this restaurant uses reusable containers instead of disposable ones.
That's interesting. Then, do they take the containers back?
Yes. If you order from certain restaurants, a delivery person comes back to pick up the empty containers later.
I see.
But the customers should wash the containers before leaving them outside.
Oh, then we can reduce the waste. I've always felt bad about all the plastic waste from delivery.
Me too. In my experience, the containers are pretty nice, and I even got a small discount.
Sounds great. How did you find out about this restaurant?
There's an app called Green Eats. It lists all the restaurants that use reusable containers.
Ethan
needs to read an assigned book for his English class, but he finds that all the copies were checked out already from the school library. When he tells his friend Olivia, she kindly lends him her own book. Ethan is grateful and promises to return it in good condition. A few days later, Ethan is reading the book at a cafe. As he reaches for his phone, he accidentally knocks over his drink, and it spills on the book. He wipes the book quickly, but some pages are stained and wrinkled. He feels terrible about it. So, Ethan wants to apologize to Olivia for damaging her book. In this situation, what would Ethan most likely say to Olivia? Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Food Story Show, and I'm your host, Elena Wilson. Last week, we explored some of the world's most interesting traditional dishes. Today, I'm going to introduce some natural ingredients people used to keep food fresh before the invention of refrigerators. The first is black pepper. In India and Europe, it was used to slow down the meat from going bad and to cover unpleasant smells. Next, cinnamon, which comes from tree bark, was also widely used for preserving food. Since this ingredient contains oils that kill germs, people added it to stews and baked food to help them last longer. Then we have mustard seeds. You've probably seen them in pickled food. Thanks to their food-preserving effects, vegetables stayed fresh for months. And finally, there were dried chili peppers. They not only slowed bacterial growth, but also added a bright color and a spicy flavor. Pretty amazing, right? We'll be back after the commercials.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Food Story Show, and I'm your host, Elena Wilson. Last week, we explored some of the world's most interesting traditional dishes. Today, I'm going to introduce some natural ingredients people used to keep food fresh before the invention of refrigerators. The first is black pepper. In India and Europe, it was used to slow down the meat from going bad and to cover unpleasant smells. Next, cinnamon, which comes from tree bark, was also widely used for preserving food. Since this ingredient contains oils that kill germs, people added it to stews and baked food to help them last longer. Then we have mustard seeds. You've probably seen them in pickled food. Thanks to their food-preserving effects, vegetables stayed fresh for months. And finally, there were dried chili peppers. They not only slowed bacterial growth, but also added a bright color and a spicy flavor. Pretty amazing, right? We'll be back after the commercials.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 식재료가 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.